Well, if you look at the BMW Group, it's a company that spans the globe. And we're already operating in over 140 different countries around the world. So for us, it just seemed logical to create such an award. And actually, the award started in a smaller form in 1997. It was at that time called the Award for Intercultural Understanding. And in 2011, the people at the UNAOC approached us and asked us if we could work together and move this award into a whole new dimension. And we got very excited. And since then, of course, we've been working diligently and making changes and working to offer support from both sides. So the BMW Group offers to the awardees support in the fund, in funding, also in expertise, when it comes to helping them to become entrepreneurs, to see their nonprofit organization almost more like a nonprofit business organization. That I think is really important. So we've worked very closely together, and I'm really happy to say today, we just announced that we are renewing our this award with the UNAOC. So our partnership, of course, is going to move forward together over the next 4 years.
Congratulations. That's
no, I'm very
news.
Happy about this. It is very good news for both sides.
Mr. McAndrew, what can you tell us about the awardees of 2017 and on what criteria they were chosen?
Well, first of all, the criteria is quite simple. They have to, the initiatives that are put forward or the applicants, they have to meet certain criteria such as they need to be in operation at least a year. They also need to be doing something which involves promoting intercultural exchange, dialogue, also inclusion, bringing together different groups in society to make society a better place.
What project did struck your attention among those 10 important projects, in fact? Which one do you believe is the best and why?
Well, personally, I love all the projects. I can't say this one is better than the other. I think everybody brings something to the table. Everybody is so inspiring, and I think they really do an incredible job. Whether the person is in the first place or gets an honorable mention, I think it's more important with what do they do with this award. How do they move forward, and how do we offer help and opportunities so that they can grow and enhance their projects? I think that's the most important thing.
Well, that leads me to my next question. After this ceremony, after delivering the award, what BMW is doing to help those young projects achieve their potential?
Well, what will happen in the next few days, there will be a needs assessment, which will take place with my people as well as the people from the UNOC, helping the awardees, finding out what do they need, what's missing, what can we do to help them grow, to enhance their initiative, and to replicate their initiative. They will also join the other awardees. So we have a platform which is called the Intercultural Leadership Platform. So once they get into the community, they'll be able to connect with people in countries around the world, with initiatives around the world, and so they'll be able to learn from each other. And we hope, from not only the BMW Group side, but also from the UNAOC side, that they will move forward and actually become a lot stronger, and they will replicate themselves, perhaps at the local level, at the national level, and we hope at the international level. That's our goal.
We hope so, too. Thank you so much, Mr. McAndrew, and we wish you the best in the successful year. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.